I ain't heard from him yet. Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
On what?
It's just some general matters. May I continue with the survey?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or some other?
Oh, definitely Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
No, I definitely vote Republican for everything.
So you're definitely going to vote?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to vote. What good are you being an American if you don't vote?
What is your age?
I'm 66.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Now, Florida's pretty good. Florida's not too bad.
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I will read some options. One, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Two, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. Three, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. Four, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. Five, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Six, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. And seven, economic issues like taxes and government spending.
All of the above.
If you have to choose one?
One? How can you choose one when they all need to be approved?
Okay, but the most important to you at this moment?
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta get Biden out of there and get Trump back in there.
Okay, and you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, please say so. The first person is Mike Levine.
No, I don't know him.
Next person, Mark Jordan.
Now, is this in Florida or where is it at?
Yes.
No, I don't know either one of them, I don't think.
Okay, next person, Nan Cobb.
No, I don't know that one either. I ain't heard nothing about those.
Okay, next person, Carrie Baker.
Carrie Baker, I think that's the one that's come to Barry's. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay, and would you say your opinion is favorable or unfavorable?
Semi-favorable, yeah.
Okay, next person, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's excellent.
So, very favorable?
Oh, yes, very favorable.
Next person, Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Next person, David Jordan.
Very favorable.
Next person, A.D. Owens.
Owens, I don't know that one.
Next person, Keith Farner.
Who?
Keith Farner.
Keith Farner? I think he's, I think he's from Lake County and stuff. Yeah, he's pretty good, I think, yeah.
Okay, very or somewhat favorable?
Favorable, yeah.
And last person, Anthony Sabatini.
Nah, I don't know him either.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, Keith Farner, or Addy Owens?
Farner, probably.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Farner?
No, I'll be definitely voting, yes.
And from the same list of candidates, who will be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, or Addy Owens?
I don't know. I'd have to research that a little bit. Thanks for on that one.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Oh, definitely gotten worse.
Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? One, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Or two, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless war overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
Oh, definitely clean house on that, yeah.
Okay. So would you say the number two, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Number one, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Or two, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I'm somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or three, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
No, number one, definitely. Biden needs to be prosecuted. He's the worst president in the history of the United States.
And as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current
right.
property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as writing candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes
first? Probably Jordan. Yeah, probably Jordan. Yeah.
Okay, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Number one, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Or two, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame.
Yeah, I don't know who was trying to pull the fast one, either Baker or Jordan. I don't know. But I would probably go with Baker, yeah.
Kerry Baker's right in.
Okay, would you say one or two, the option?
One. Number one, yeah.
Okay, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? The first statement is, a candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Yeah. Probably the first one, yeah.
It will be more or less likely?
More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more, I would say, yeah.
Okay, next. a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants.
No, we don't want nobody hiring illegal immigrants.
So we'll be much less likely.
Yeah, much less likely for sure. You got to kick them out of the country. Hope Trump exports them all.
Okay, next, a candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Now what? Say it again. I didn't hear $100,000
yes.
In what?
For not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Okay, I didn't get the first. Tell me the first part again.
Yes, a candidate who had a lien placed on their home, and
right.
In a separate instance, was sued for not paying over $100,000 in
right.
rent.
Well, no, he should have paid $100,000 in rent. Yeah.
Okay, so this will be more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more, yeah, at least. Yeah, if he ain't paid his bill, he'd have that.
Okay. Next, a candidate who will prioritize law and order has worked for Sheriff Peyton Brunell and Gary Borders.
Right.
So it will be more likely or less likely?
More likely, yeah. I like both of them sheriffs. They were pretty good sheriffs, yeah.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
I would say much more, yeah. Much more.
Okay, next, a candidate who's endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Right. Yeah, we don't want no high premiums, that's for sure.
Okay, I'd be less
likely, yes.
Much or somewhat less?
Somewhat less, yes. I wouldn't vote for them, no.
Okay, next, a candidate who is a 35-year resident for Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Right. Who is it?
Just in general. There is no name.
Oh, in general, there's no name? No, I would be 35. Yeah, more likely, yeah.
Somewhat or much?
Much more likely, yeah, because he's a resident, yeah.
Okay. A candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
Yes, much more likely, yes. There should be term limits, yes.
Okay. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Much more likely, yes.
Next, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
No, way less, yes.
Okay, much less likely.
Mm-hmm.
Next, a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Oh, no, hell no. Way less likely to vote for them.
Next, a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Oh, no, way less likely to vote for that bounce on this.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Yeah, much less likely, yes.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
No, less likely.
Somewhat or much?
A bunch less likely, yes.
Okay, next, a candidate who says they are, and I quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
No, much less likely.
And finally, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Much less likely on that, yeah. I'm tired of hearing that tyrant shit.
Okay, now you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'd say I'm a conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
The what? The last what?
The last grade of formal education
you
have completed.
Oh, high school.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
I'm really on abortion, pro-life, yeah.
Okay, somewhat or strongly pro-life?
Strongly pro-life, yeah. I don't agree with abortion.
Okay, well, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation and your time. Have a wonderful day.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.